The third deployment option we're going to talk about is Azure SQL Database, which is really built for modern cloud applications. Now, a few challenges that kind of lead customers towards Azure SQL Database include things like they want to build a multi-tenanted software as a service type of application. Elastic Pools is a great option for that. Or they have a database and they don't want to have to choose between over-provisioning and overpaying or under-provisioning and suffering performance hits. We might also have customers who want to scale independently their compute and their storage, or they just want to start integrating other Azure services with their applications. All of these challenges or opportunities might lead someone towards Azure SQL Database.
You know, Azure SQL Database has some really key functionality. Since you're going to let us manage the SQL server behind the scene and you're going to focus on the database, we have some more flexibility in what we can provide you. As Anna mentioned, we can provide an elastic pool where you share a bunch of databases and pay for databases and manage them as an entire pool of databases, really helpful for hoster scenarios. We're going to give you options like hyperscale, where you're going to get the maximum sizes of databases that you can provide and maximum performance for those really large-scale applications. Or even things like serverless, where we can even pause an idle SQL server and you only pay for the time of using SQL server when you need it, or even auto-scale your application. And Azure SQL Database is going to give you the maximum managed service capabilities, as you're going to see in other examples in this series, things like automatic tuning. Now, we want to make sure you're secure. So Azure SQL Managed Instance gave you a virtual network by default. We're going to provide you secure network connectivity, which you're going to hear more about in our series, called Private Link. And you're going to get the maximum availability. So we're going to be able to take your Azure SQL Database and use things like availability zones for that maximum availability. And in fact, we have this industry-leading service-level agreement for availability with 4 nines and a 5, right? Almost 5 nines, using things like availability zones. We're the only industry out there in a data platform to give you SLAs literally for your RPO and RTO needs of availability of your database. And we recently, there was a study done by GigaOm comparing us to the competition from a price performance perspective. And then Azure Database did really, really well when you compare it to things going on in the competitive market. So Azure Database is a great option for you. It's really great for modern applications, gives you the maximum PaaS capabilities, different deployment options, which you're going to learn about in this series, and great availability and performance capabilities for the needs of your application.
So a customer that was really able to take Azure SQL Database and hit the ground running is AccuWeather. And they were able to basically use Azure SQL Database and start hooking into other Azure services, like Azure Machine Learning Services, to start building new intelligent applications that can make predictions for their sales and customers. So AccuWeather is just one of the many millions of databases running in Azure SQL today that shows how you're able to quickly get started and build new intelligent applications leveraging the power of Azure. Stay tuned for the next video.